们将打开加拉太书。
Please turn your Bibles to the book of Galatians.
我们在查考加拉太书，我们今天来到第五章，我们要从第十六节读到二十五节。
We continue in our study of the book of Galatians, and we have reached chapter 5. We will be reading today from chapter 5, verse 16 to 25.
加拉太书五章十六节。
Chapter 5, verse 16.
加拉太书五章十六节说，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法之下。情欲的事都是显而易见的，就是奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、行邪术、仇恨、竞争、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、狂宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这些事的人必不能承受神的国。二十二节，圣灵所结的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止。凡属耶稣基督的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的情邪情私欲都钉在十字架上了。我们若靠着圣灵而生，就当靠圣灵行事。我们就读到这里。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 16-25. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh, for these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against these things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
我们在基督徒的生命当中，常常都遇到，常常都跟罪挣扎。
In our lives as Christians, we are frequently struggling and in battle with our sin and our flesh.
有很多人问一个问题，就是为什么在教会里面有这么多问题？
And some might ask, why is it that there's so many problems in the church?
因为教会都充满罪人嘛。
Because the fact is, the church is full of sinners.
但是你说我们罪人都已经得救了，为什么应该是成圣的？为什么还有这么多问题呢？
But you say, but we're all saved. Why do we still have so many problems?
所以我们要思想的你。有没有跟罪挣扎？
So we want to consider, do you struggle with sin?
我们有没有跟罪挣扎？
Do we struggle with sin?
其实呢，我们今天这一堂就是要回答这个问题：为什么基督徒会还需要跟罪挣扎？我们怎么样来才能够胜过？
And really, what we want to answer today is the question: why, as Christians, do we continue to do battle with sin?
其实呢，我们每一个人来到教会呢，我们很多时候有错误的观念。
Actually, a lot of us who come to church have wrong ideas.
有些人呢，完全不跟罪挣扎，意思是说，他就觉得他挺好的，他生命根本不需要改变，他完全不感觉到挣扎，他犯罪继续不断的犯罪。
On the one hand, there are people who believe that they don't struggle with sin at all. In fact, they don't care about that sin, and therefore they don't do battle with their flesh.
但是我们有另外一个极端呢，就是很多人跟罪挣扎，挣扎到头破血流，那么就觉得非常失望，非常的沮丧。为什么我还会跟罪挣扎呢？
And on the other end of the spectrum, we have the Christian who is constantly in battle with his flesh and is constantly being beaten down and constantly faltering to the point where he is discouraged.
所以我们就要回答这些问题。
And so we want to answer these questions.
当然，当我们这样读这段经文的时候，你会发现这段经文是讲到圣灵。Now
as we look at this passage, we need to understand that this passage is about the Spirit.
但是呢，我们要知道这个是加拉太书。我们之前在读加拉太书的时候呢，你会发现我们基本是在讲说这个加拉太书保罗说，我本把福音传给你，你本来信的好好的，后来有人把这个异端或者是这个 legalism 这个 立法主义传给你，结果呢，你们软弱跌倒了。
But at the same time, we must remember that this is the book of Galatians, and in our study of the book of Galatians, we've seen that Paul was saying to the Galatians that I had given you this gospel, this message, and you were fine, but that these people came in and started teaching you a different gospel, a gospel that was about legalism, and now you've become legalistic.
现在呢，他开始教他们，我们要守律法，我们要守割礼，我们要守许多的事情。
And now they're being told that they need to observe circumcision, they need to observe these various rules and regulations.
所以你看加拉太书第三章。
And so you look at Galatians chapter 3.
第三章第一节，他说：“无知的加拉太人呐，耶稣钉十字架，已经活化在你眼前。谁迷惑你们呢？我只要问你一件事：你受圣灵是因行律法呢，还是听福音呢？”
And he says in verse 1 to 2, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. Let me ask you only this. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith?
所以他保罗他我们传福音给你，我的福音本来好好的，你看你回去第一章，他说我非常稀奇你，这么快就离开福音，这个我们所传给你的福音，去随从别的福音，但是也不是别的福音。第八节说，但无论是我们是天上的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传的不同，就应当备受咒诅。我已经说了，我再说一遍，若有人传福音给你们与我所传的不同，就应当备受咒诅。
And look at chapter 1. Chapter 1 verses 6 to 9, it says, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed.
所以在这边保罗在第一章、第二章、第三章呢，就开始在讲说，保罗说我传给人的福音是从神那里来，是从耶稣基督的启示来的。第一章第十二节呢，是他不是从我人来的，也不是从我想出来的，也不是从这个使徒们来的，是从上头来的。
Now Paul goes on to talk about the source of this gospel, and in verse 12 of chapter 1 he says, I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ.
那么来到第三章，我们回去第三章第三节，他说，你们既然是靠着圣灵入门，如今你还靠它成全吗？还靠肉体成全吗？
He goes on by saying in chapter 3, verse 3, Are you so foolish, having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh?
所以我们过去好几次我们都在谈基督徒在应不应该守旧约的律法。
And so in the last few weeks, we have been discussing whether Christians should observe the law.
那么来到今天呢，我们第五章十六节这边，他就告诉我们，我们要胜过这个，我们是信听从福音得救。那么我们怎么样过成圣的生活呢？
As he comes to chapter 5, verse 16, he's saying, We have been saved by hearing of the word of God. Are we now to we now need to walk in the Spirit?
所以我们要知道 not only saved, 我们讲 salvation, 不过同时我们要讲 sanctification, 就是成圣。
We not only need to talk about our salvation, we also need to now discuss our sanctification.
所以16节到25节就是在讲我们的 成圣 sanctification, the process of sanctification, 这个成圣的过程。
Verses 16 to 25 now talk talk about that process of sanctification.
所以在这段圣经里面，他告诉我们，我们得了神给我们的信了福音得救之后呢，我们不可以随便犯罪。那么我们不犯罪，我们怎么能够胜过呢？
He says, now that we are saved, we need to be sanctified. We cannot just sin and live in that sin. How do we overcome that sin?
所以这个就是我们在这段圣经要谈的。
And that is the theme of today's discussion.
所以刚才我们讲说，为什么教会这么多问题呢？ 因为我们的教会都是 work in progress.
So we go back to the first question that we started. Why are there so many problems in the church? Because we are all works in progress.
因为我们信了主之后呢，我们还要继续过成圣的生活，要 sanctify， 我们要学习过一个成圣的生活。
Because having believed in Jesus, we now need to be sanctified. We are on that process of becoming more like Christ.
所以在今天呢，我们这段圣经呢，我基本上分成四段。
For today's passage, this is my outline, and I've broken it up into four sections.
现在我学了，要提早把这个大纲告诉你，这样我们的 John Lee 就比较方便一点。
I've learned to now give you the outline of the passage right off the bat, so it makes it easier for Brother John.
他就能够把它画出来。And
he can then draw it out.
所以在这边呢，第一节呢，你看第十六节，我说你们当顺圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲，这是一个 command， 这个是一个命令。
He begins in 16 by saying, But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. This is a command.
那么第17节他说, 情欲与圣灵相争, 圣灵与情欲相争, 这两个是相敌的, 这个是对抗, 所以这个是情欲的对抗, 所以在第17到18节, 在形容情欲之间的对抗。
In verse 17, he says, For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh, for these are opposed to each other.
So we are talking about the conflict.
We're talking about the conflict between the flesh and the spirit.
所以一个是命令，一个是的对抗。
One is the command, the other is the conflict.
那么第三个我们要讲它的 contrast， 它的对比。你看第十九节，情欲的事是怎么样的，那么属圣灵的事又怎么样的，这是两个对比。
In verses 19 to 23, we talk about the contrast, and he talks about how what the works of the flesh are like, and what the works of the spirit are like.
然后到最后的时候呢，第24、25节，他说，若你是靠圣灵得生，就单靠圣灵行事，这个是肯定性。如果你真的是基督徒，你就必须要靠圣灵而行。
In verse 25, in the last section in our outline, which is the condition, he says in verse 25, If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. It is the condition of our lives.
所以你看到，所以最后你要靠圣灵行事，就回到第十六节，它是靠圣灵而行。所以这一个就是一整贯，这整贯就是如何靠圣灵胜过我们肉体的罪过。
In verse 25, he talks about walking by the Spirit, and he reiterates the point he makes in verse 16, walk by the Spirit.
So, 让我们首先来看第一点。
Let's first look at the first point.
保罗在这边说，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不会放纵肉体的情欲了。Paul
says, I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
所以在这些圣经怎么样读呢？才明白它的意思是说，如果你集中精神，顺服神的旨意，你顺服圣灵而行，你就自然不会犯罪，自然不会放纵肉体。你要专注，你要 focus 去行， 去 committed 去行， 委身去行， 你就不会犯罪。
In other words, Paul is saying, if you are focused on the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, if you are focused on Scripture, you will naturally not gratify the desires of your flesh.
所以刚才这边 walk 这个字行出来呢是一个命令。
This word walk is a command.
所以你必须要专心，你要委身去把它做出来，你专心把你的心思意念 定睛在神的话语上，定睛在神的事情上面呢，你就不会放纵肉体。
If you fix your eyes on the Spirit, if you fix your eyes on God, and there is a determined walk in the Spirit, you will not gratify those desires.
今天我们的很多问题。
Today we have a lot of problems.
我们有很多试探。
We have a lot of disappointments.
很多时候呢，我们就 花很多时间思想我们的问题，思想我们 的事情，思想世界的事情，我们的事情越想越大，越想越大。
As a result, we keep focusing our eyes on those problems, the troubles in our lives, and the more we focus on it, the more we give it attention, the bigger they grow.
所以那个问题你越想越大，越想越大，结果你的神越来越小，越来越小。
And the result of it is, as your problem grows in your head, your God shrinks.
但是如果我们定睛在耶稣身上，我们 turn your eyes upon Jesus, 我们把我们的精神定在想我们相信的是意味怎么样的神，当我们越明白圣经，越亲近神，我们就越明白的时候呢，我们的问题就知道这个问题根本不是问题，很快就能解决。
Yet if we focus our eyes on God, and if we turn our eyes upon Jesus, as the song says, then the more we will be able to walk by the Spirit, and the more these problems will fade away.
所以我们今天最大的问题就是你的眼睛看什么。
Our biggest problem today then is what are your eyes fixed on?
你的问题，你的眼睛不断的看错问题，还是看错世界，还是看错试探？你如果不断的注视那些试探，那个 temptation 的时候呢，你就很容易跌倒，你就根本不能够行出神的事情。
Are your eyes focused on your problems? Are your eyes focused on the world? Or are your eyes focused on God? Are your eyes maybe focused on the temptations that are put before you? Because if you continue to dwell on those things, then you will not be able to walk in the Spirit.
所以我再说一遍，这个是一个命令。
Let me say this again, this is a command.
如果你去做，你专心刻意去行出来，你就能够胜过。
If you are focused and if you are determined on walking this walk, then you can do it.
很多人说不是啊，你不知道我试了很多次都不成功。
But you might say, no, you don't understand. I've done this many times and I failed each time.
不是的，我告诉你，圣经告诉我们，当你信耶稣的时候，当你信主的时候，你就已经得胜了。
No, you don't understand. The Bible tells us that if you believe in Jesus, then you have already overcome.
因为主耶稣钉在十字架上的时候呢，他已经胜过了，他已经去除了那个罪控制你的能力。
Because in the crucifixion of Jesus on the cross, he had already overcome the world and sin.
你看罗马书六章六节。
Look at Romans 6:6.
罗马书六章六节说，因为知道我们的旧人从他钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
It says we know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin.
什么叫做罪身灭绝呢？
What does it mean to be no longer enslaved to sin?
The body of sin. 什么叫做 body of sin? 什么叫做罪身呢？意思说，其实下半段就解释，神把罪身灭绝之后呢，你就不用做罪的奴仆，你就可以得胜了。
The body of sin is explained here in that if you are no longer, if God has brought the body of sin to nothing, you no longer are enslaved.
所以呢，你就可以胜过。
And therefore you can overcome this.
但是那个问题是什么呢？我们活在罪中太久了，太习惯罪了，不懂得胜过。
The problem is we're so used to living in sin. We're so used to being there that we don't know how now to overcome it.
以前的人都是以农作业，养鸡啊，养牛啊，养这个这些农作业。
In the past, a lot of people used to be farmers and agriculturalists.
所以今天我们不大明白这些东西。
And so we don't quite fully understand these things as city people.
以前我们小的时候呢，我们也是虽然不是养鸡养鸭的，不过我们也有一些鸡。你如果把一只鸡呢，它的脚绑在绳子呢，那自己走来走去就走不出那个地方呢。只要你绑住它，它就不能动。
When we were young, you may have had pet chicks and things like that. You realize that when you tie a string to a chick's leg, that it will not heal. It will just walk within the limitations.
如果你没有鸡的话，你可能养狗啊，猫是不行的，养狗的话还可以。
If you don't have chicken, then you would have had a dog. You can't do the same for a cat.
我们在澳洲的时候，我们去看我的孩子的时候，澳洲他的同学，他说他的同学的哥哥，他妈妈给他养狗，他就养猫，结果他用猫用绳子绑住那个猫，其实不行的。
when I was in Australia to visit my son, his friend said his parents wouldn't let him have a dog, and so he had a pet cat instead, and he tried to leash the pet cat, but he realized you couldn't do that.
你养狗就可以，你带着狗走的时候，你带一个绳子绑着它，它就跟着你走。
When you do that with a dog and put a leash on a dog and walk with a dog, the dog walks with you.
那所以它走的习惯了之后呢，那狗以为它一直跟着你，那个绳子总是有在那里的。
And over time, as the dog gets used to it, he won't even notice the leash.
那么，如果你把那个绳子打开的时候呢，它还以为你绳子绑住它，你它就跟着你走，你叫它做什么，它就跟着你走，它以为那个绳子还是在那里。
To the point where even when you remove the leash, he continues to walk with you, thinking that the leash is there.
我们活在罪中的时候呢，我们一直以为罪一直在控制我。As
we live in sin, we think and we continue to think that sin controls us.
但是呢，你要知道吗？好像我们绑那个鸡的，你绑着它的脚，如果你把那个绳子打开，那个鸡走来走去还是那一个圈子，它不会走去别的地方。And
when you remove the leash or the tether to the leg, the animal continues to think that they are within a certain boundary.
这样怎么办呢?
What then do we do?
要怎么样给他有自由呢?
How do we give them freedom?
很简单的，你把它一踢，它飞走去了，它就可以飞掉了。Simple,
you give it a kick in the butt and it moves along.
很多时候呢，我们在被罪捆绑到一个程度，我们以为我们不能够胜过。其实呢，当你一信主那个时候开始，你就应该突破。 这个罪的捆绑，学习过一个自由的生活。When
we're so used to being in sin and having lived in it all our lives, when we come to know the Lord, we should have that freedom to overcome that sin.
所以知道你不再捆绑是很重要的。So
the awareness that we are no longer enslaved to it is important.
其实我们这边做工的人，有在公司做事的人，我们也知道这个问题。
In fact, those of us who are employed in companies would understand this.
如果你在跟一个老板很多年之后呢，当你辞职不做的时候，老板叫你的时候，你还是有一种好像必须要听从他的这种感觉。但是你要知道，你已经不替他做工了，所以你可以不理会他。When
you've worked for a boss for a long time and then you leave the company, somehow when the continued interactions with the boss and the boss said something, your instinct is to want to listen to the boss, but you forget that you're no longer working for that same boss.
但是在罗马书告诉我们说，神耶稣钉十字架的时候，使罪身，使他的 control， 他的控制已经失去了，他已经没有办法控制你了。你要懂得要敢敢去使用你的自由。
But Romans 6:6 tells us that the body of sin was brought to nothing. It was brought to death by Jesus on the cross, and we need to boldly go out and live our lives not enslaved to that.
所以在罗马书16章14节，他说罪必不能做你的主，你就不在律法之下，因为你是在恩典之下。And
that's underscored in Romans 6:14 where it says sin will have no dominion over you since you are not under law but under grace.
所以做你做基督徒之后呢，你要尝试去胜过罪，而且呢要勇敢去踏出一步，要坚持，要专心，要说，我一定要胜过他。
And so as Christians, we need to experience and practice not living under the dominion of sin. We need to be bold to go out there and live our lives free from it.
罗马书6章12节这么讲到说，你们不要容罪在你必死的身上作王，说不可以，不允许使你去顺服他的私欲。
Verse 12 tells us, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions.
甚至他用一个字，他说你如果 顺着肉体必要死，但是如果你靠着圣灵致死 kill， 把它杀死，你就不要活。In
fact, he talks about this overcoming of sin with strong words in verse 13, where he says, "If you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live."
所以这边讲的是你必须要刻意的 intentional， 你必须要刻意的。 去做这件事情，你必须要胜过，你必须要有这个意志， you must have the will， 你必须要有这个意志去控制，去胜过，去打这场仗。
And this tells us that we need to be intentional about putting to death these sins. We need to have the will to go into this battle with our flesh.
所以保罗在哥林多前书9章27节，我攻克己身，叫身服我。意思是说我管理，我克制，让我的身体服从我这个人。
And that's why Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9:27, I discipline my body and keep it under control. I'm mastering my flesh.
所以你会发现，在这里告诉我们，我们必须要有这个意志力，我们必须要有这个愿望，我们必须要有这个盼望，我要胜过。
And it tells us that we need to have this hope, we need to have this will, this intention to overcome our sin.
所以16节说，你们当顺着圣灵而行。 他是说，这是一个命令，你必须要顺过圣灵而行，你就能够不放纵肉体了。
And so when Paul says in Galatians 5:16 that walk by the Spirit, he says you must walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人，每一个基督徒，都是这根罪正在。So
brothers and sisters, all of us as Christians are struggling and battling sin.
我们 在这个世界上会不断地跟罪征战，直到我们见主面。
And it, on this earth, we will continue to do battle with sin till the very end.
但是呢，我们感谢主，我们有教会。
But we thank the Lord that we have the church.
神把我们信主之后，把我们放在教会，让我们受到很好的教导。
And having believed in Jesus, the Lord has taken us and put us in a body of Christ that we might receive good teaching.
当我们有好的教导，然后有好的弟兄姐妹围绕着我们来，不断的劝勉我们，不断的来鼓励我们，不断的来这个彼此的守望，hold us accountable，使到我们可以学习怎么样胜过罪恶。After
having put us in the body and receiving good teaching, the Lord also gives us brothers and sisters within the local body that we might be encouraged, that we might be admonished, that we might be held accountable.
所以我们必须在教会里面彼此的鼓励，彼此的来认罪，彼此的来学习过一个成圣（sanctified life）、成圣的生活。And
so in the church, we need to encourage one another that each one of us should live a sanctified life.
但是我有时候我们问，这里很明显说，当顺着我怎么样顺着圣灵，我不知道怎么样顺着圣灵而行。But
here it says, walk by the Spirit. How do I do that?
所以刚才我们讲说，你一定要刻意，这个是一个命令，你需要刻意去做。但是我们还想一个，怎么样？我怎么知道圣灵要我做什么？怎么样顺他而行呢？
So we talked about having an intention and having the will to do it, but how, what does that look like? How do I walk with the Spirit?
你顺着圣灵而行，就是你必须要被圣灵充满。For
you to walk by the Spirit is for you to be filled with the Spirit.
在以弗所书5:18说，不要醉酒，醉使人放荡。你要被圣灵充满。你不要，你被酒充满，就是被酒控制；你被圣灵充满，就是被圣灵控制。
Paul says in Ephesians 5:18, do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. If you are drunk with wine, you're controlled by wine. Don't be controlled by wine, be controlled by the Spirit.
所以在这边呢，我们必须要被什么影响？被酒影响呢，还是被圣灵影响呢？
What should we be influenced by? Should we be influenced by wine and drink, or should we be influenced by the Spirit?
或许我们当中有人说，你还是不明白什么叫被圣灵充满。
Maybe you might say, I still don't understand what it means to be filled with.
所以你注意看这节，他说5:18，以弗所书5:18说，不要被酒充满，酒使人放荡，要被圣灵充满，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说口唱信和的赞美主。
This verse says, do not get drunk with wine, that's debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart.
所以在这边呢，我要提醒您一件事情。后面我们讲这几个字，如果你跟哥罗西书比较，后面那几个字是一样的。你看到哥罗西书、哥罗西书3:16也是用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导、互相劝诫等等，后面是一样。但是前面他说，在哥罗西书这边讲的说，要用基督的道理丰丰富富的把神的话存在心里，这个跟前面的这个比较的话呢？ 被圣灵充满，就是被神的话充满。Now
I want you to notice the parallelism between the Ephesians 5:18 verse and this verse in Colossians 3:16, especially in the second half of the verse, which talks about singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. This is the same as the verse in Colossians 3:16. and the front part of it, do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, parallels this verse, the start of this verse, where it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Evidently, letting the word of Christ dwell in you richly is also what it means to be filled with the Spirit.
如果你被神的话充满你，你就是被圣灵充满。
If the word of God dwells in you richly, then you are filled with the Spirit.
你被圣灵充满就是被神的话充满。
If you are filled with the Spirit, you are filled with God's word.
但是你要知道，圣经就是圣灵的话。
And you must remember that the Bible is the word of the Spirit.
圣经是从哪里来？是圣灵所默示的。
Where did the Bible come from? The Bible is breathed out by the Spirit.
所以圣经的话就是圣灵的话。
And so the Bible's words are the Spirit's words.
所以呢，圣经主耶稣也是这么讲，他说：“我对你所说的话就是灵，就是生命。”
John 6:63, Jesus says, "The words that I've spoken to you are Spirit and life."
但是我要回去给你看另外这一节多一次。
I want to go back to Ephesians 5:18 to look at it again.
以弗所书5章8节，他说18节说不要被酒充满，酒使人放荡，要被圣灵充满。被圣灵充满是一个命令。
It says, "Don't get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit." The highlighted words are a command.
所以这个是一个命令，这个命令背后这 this is a imperative. 背后有四个。 分词有个四个 participle， the four participle 在后面是指呢用受词、用四章受词、零歌彼此对说，彼此对说是 horizontal， 就是平行的关系。平行的关系是说，如果我们这个 participle 是指说，如果你被圣灵充满，就有这些表现，这些表现是你彼此对说就是在团体 fellowship。
This verse, the highlighted words are a command and an imperative, and they are followed by four participles, where it says, addressing one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. There is a horizontal aspect to this, to being filled with the Spirit.
如果你被圣灵充满呢，你就很爱团契，弟兄姐妹之间的团契，而且呢，口唱心和赞美主，赞美主是垂直的关系。
Now, if you are filled with the Spirit, you will address one another in psalms and hymns. That horizontal relationship with brothers and sisters will be rich and blessed. And then singing and making melody to the Lord is a vertical relationship with your God.
所以你看到，如果你被圣灵充满了，你就很爱团契，你就很爱赞美。
If you are filled with the Spirit, you will enjoy fellowship.
所以这里给我们告诉我们一件事情呢，就是说，怎么知道被圣灵充满呢？当你很爱 跟弟兄姐妹团契，你很爱赞美神的时候，你已经是被圣灵充满了。How
do you know you're filled with the Spirit? If you love being with the brothers and sisters, and you love fellowship, you also love praising the Lord in songs, then you are filled with the Spirit.
所以这边只是单单讲这两个 participle， 这两个分词已经够了。这两个分词就是已经被圣灵充满的一个结果。这个分词就是形容你怎么样被圣灵充满。
And it is enough to look at these two participles, because if you have these two things in your life, you already know that the Spirit fills you.
而且这个被圣灵充满是被动的， passive.
In fact, this being filled with the Spirit is a passive thing.
所以圣灵早就要充满你，你不用祷告，只是你愿不愿意被圣灵充满。
What this means is the Spirit has already filled you. You don't have to ask and invite it in to fill you. The question is whether you want to be filled.
如果你好好读圣经，你多明白，圣灵就会用圣经的话来带领你。
If you understand the Bible clearly, you will understand that the Spirit will use these words to guide you.
所以我们刚才讲到这个被圣灵充满的时候呢，第一，我们说要行在圣灵中，你要行在圣灵中，你要顺着圣灵神的时候，你就被圣灵充满。
We said just now that we need to walk in the Spirit, and if we want to walk in the Spirit, we need to be filled with the Spirit.
所以当你被圣灵充满，就是被神的话语充满，你用圣经来带领你走一生人生的道路的时候呢，你就可就是顺着圣灵而行。
When you are filled with the Spirit, you are filled with God's word, and the Spirit uses God's word to guide you on the road of life.
所以这是第一点，就是这个是圣灵的命令。
And that was point one, the command.
第二呢，第二点就是灵欲的这个对抗，或者是它 conflict.
The second point is the conflict between the flesh and the spirit.
我们看第十七节,
Let's look at verse 17.
他说因为情欲与圣灵相争，圣灵与情欲相争，这两个是互相为敌的。
It says, for the desires of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desires of the spirit against the flesh, for these are opposed to each other.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
这两个是相抗的，两个是at war，两个是彼此打仗的。
It means that the flesh and the spirit are at war, and they're constantly fighting against
each other. 你不可能说我是基督徒，然后继续犯罪。
You cannot say that I am a Christian and continue living in sin.
你不可能说我非基督徒，但不过我可以成为可以成圣，是不可能的。
Or and conversely, you can't say that no, I'm not a Christian, but I can be sanctified. It doesn't happen.
这两个是对抗，所以你要知道这两个对抗，使你不能够做所事情。但是你看第十八节那个但是， but 他是如果你被圣灵充满，你是不在律法底下。
He says, however, in verse 18, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
所以你不在律法底下呢，你就可以自由了。在律法底下这个词是不好的。
This means that if you are no longer under the law, you can have freedom from sin. And this term, you under the law, is not a good thing.
Under the law, 这个是在律法底下，不是一件好事情。你看，加拉太书3:10，他说，凡在律法为本的，都是被咒诅的。This
phrase under the law is a negative, has a negative connotation. If you look at chapter 3 verse 10, it says, for all who rely on the works of the law are under a curse.
所以我们不在律法底下，我们是在恩典底下。
And so we are no longer under law, we are under grace.
像怎么可以在恩典下？因为你不在被圣灵，你不是在律法底下，乃是被圣灵引导。You
are under grace because you are not under the law, but you are led by the Spirit.
所以你看到吗？这边叫告诉你，我们不需要做决定。你说我如果是基督徒，你就必须要靠圣灵行事，你就必须要过纯正的生活。如果你不是呢，你就是在律法底下，你是被咒诅的。
This is a decision point. If we say we are Christians, then we walk according to the Spirit. If you say, no, no, I'm under the law, then you are under a curse.
所以我们必须要知道，如果你是基督徒，你必须跟罪征战。
If you are a Christian, then you must be doing battle with your sin.
但是这边我们要问一个问题，我是已经基督徒了，我已经是得救了，为什么我还在继续犯罪呢？
So we need to ask ourselves a question. I'm already a Christian. I'm already saved. Why do I continue to sin?
所以这边他讲到，我们回去这边讲到说，这个16节说，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体这个 flesh 这个肉体的情欲。
Verse 16 says, I walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
这个 flesh 是什么意思？
What does this flesh mean?
这个肉体是什么？这个肉体可以指的是我们 这个肉身，这个物质的肉体。
It could mean our physical bodies.
但是它也可以形容那个老我。
But it could also represent the old me.
所以在这边在讲到说，当主拯救我们的时候，我们已经得救了。
We know that when we are saved by the Lord, that we have salvation.
但是呢，我们的身体得赎了没有？
But the question is, have our bodies been redeemed?
所以这个就很重要的一个观念。
And this is a very important idea.
所以我要你注意看，把这段经文背下来。罗马书8:23。
So I want you to take special attention to this verse, Romans 8:23.
罗马书8:23说，不但如此，我们这有圣灵初结果子的呢，自己也叹息。他说我们这些也叹息，叹息什么呢？等候儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。He
says here, we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, grown inwardly as we eagerly await for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies.
所以这个是 look forward， 就是向前看，我们还没有。请问你的身体得赎了没有？
This is a looking forward towards the redemption of our bodies. The question is, has your body been redeemed?
答案应该是没有。The
answer obviously is no.
所以这边就出现了一个我们神学上叫做 already not yet， 或者说 已然未然。什么叫说我们已经得救了，不过这个救恩还没有完成，要等到耶稣基督来的时候才真正的完成。所以我现在是得救了，不过我的身体还没有得赎。
We are in a state of theologians call it already but not yet. Yes, our spirits have been saved and redeemed, but we are still in our flesh, and we haven't seen our redemptive bodies until, we will not see our redemptive bodies until the Lord comes again.
所以什么意思呢? 就是说现在我这个身体还没有得赎。
It means my body has not been redeemed yet.
意思是说我现在这个身体还会犯罪。
It means this sin, this flesh, will continue to sin.
所以现在我告诉你, 保罗说, 你要攻克己身的意思就是说我这个人已经得救的人要管理这个身体, 使这个身体不犯罪。
And so when Paul says that I master my body, it means that I need to control myself, my control my flesh.
意思说我这个身体还没有得出他会犯罪, 但是我这个人呢, 我这个里面的这个灵魂呢, 要控制他, 使他不犯罪。
While I am still in my fleshly body and my sinful body, the inner me, the spirit within me is able to control that sin.
所以第十八节说, 现在圣灵引导我呢, 我就不在律法底下, 我这个灵呢, 可以管理控制这个身体。
When he says in verse 18 that you are led by the Spirit and not under law, he's saying that the Spirit has the power to control your body.
所以当我们祷告之后呢, 敢敢去做, 去行, 你就能够得胜。
And so when you pray for it, boldly go out, live it, and you will overcome it.
是的, 这个是一个过程, 这个是一个学习, 这个是一个成圣的道路。 有时候你软弱跌倒, 但是要站起来, 再打过, 软弱跌倒, 站起来, 又再打过, 你不断地学习, 过一个成圣的生活。
Make no mistake, this is a process. You will fall and you will have to get up and fall again. And this entire process, over this entire process, you will start becoming more and more Christ-like.
所以我们怎么样胜过这个身体呢? 这个身体为什么会犯罪呢? 因为我们身体还没有得出, 什么时候得出呢? 主耶稣再来的时候才会得出。
And so our bodies are still in flesh and are still in sin and are not redeemed yet. When will it be redeemed? It will be redeemed when Jesus comes again.
这个呢,就是说,如果你是基督徒,你就会跟罪征战。
And what that means is, if you are a Christian sitting here today, you will do battle with your sin.
而且你必须跟罪征战。
In fact, you have to do battle with your sin.
我再说一遍,如果你不跟罪征战,你根本就不是基督徒。
Let me say this again, if you are not struggling and doing battle with your sin, then you are not a Christian.
所以我们要站在一起的时候,当基督徒,我们教会站在一起的时候,我知道你是软弱的人,我也是软弱,我们彼此鼓励,我们要学成圣的道路。 而不是彼此攻击,说你已经犯罪,而是彼此鼓励,让我们 hold each other accountable,让我们一起来跑天路。
And so when we come together as a body of Christ, understanding that all of us are sinners and all of us are weak, you understand my weakness and I understand yours, we need to encourage one another and not attack one another, and we need to hold one another accountable to walk this walk, run this race.
所以这个就是我教会应该有的这个任务。
This is what the church needs to do.
所以我们彼此鼓励,彼此守望,彼此的,使到我们走在主的道路当中。
We walk together, we encourage one another that we might walk together before the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹,我告诉你一件事情,你不要以为你一定能够胜过罪了。
So brothers and sisters, let me say this. Do not think that you will definitely overcome your sin.
You must have a healthy fear. 你必须要有一个 健康的这个惧怕，如果时间跟时间这个适当的时候，你会犯罪的。You
must have a healthy fear of falling into sin, because if you don't, then the confidence will indeed show you that you will fall back into sin.
所以我们要知道，我们都是软弱的人，我们必须要神的帮助，我们需要弟兄姐妹的帮助，彼此鼓励，使到我们能够一起 走这条天路，一起来过这个成圣的生活。The
point is that we know that we are weak, and therefore we depend on God, we depend on the Spirit, we depend on brothers and sisters to walk with us.
所以很重要的是，弟兄姐妹必须要在教会里面彼此鼓励、彼此勉励、彼此来守望，使到我们能够讨主的喜。
And it is so important that we come around one another, to walk alongside one another, to encourage one another to live sanctified lives.
所以这个呢,我觉得非常重要,大家,我不能够,我觉得没有办法讲好它。
And I cannot emphasize this more.
因为你要知道我们每一个人都是软弱的,会时候一到你会跌倒的,所以当你警醒的时候呢,这样才是能够使到我们 学习谦卑，学习依靠神，而不会太过骄傲而以致跌倒。
I cannot emphasize this more because there will be times where we will fail, and there will be times where we will need our brothers and sisters to come around us. And if we are intent and intentional in walking the way that we've been asked to walk, then we will be able to overcome our sin.
所以你看到圣经给我们命令说，你不要犯罪，你要顺着圣灵而行。
And that's why the Bible says that we should not sin, but we should walk by the Spirit.
而且他告诉你，这两个是抵挡对抗的。
Not only that, he tells you that the sin and the flesh are opposed to one another.
好像你不明白，他在告诉你一个清单，给你一个 list， 这个什么叫做犯罪的，什么叫做属圣灵的。
Now, if that's not clear enough, he gives us a list of what it looks like to walk by the flesh and what it looks like to walk by the Spirit.
你看第十八节。
Look at verse 18.
但你若被圣灵引导，就不在律法底下。十九节，情欲的事是显而易见的，如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像跟行邪术。仇恨、竞争、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、这个嫉妒、醉酒、荒言等类。
He says in verse 19, now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these.
这些他是为什么要告诉你？他是告诉你分辨。
Why is he telling you this? He's teaching you to distinguish them.
把它分辨出来，你分辨出来就不要做这些事情，要做这些事情。
He's telling you that you need to separate them. Don't do this, do this.
为什么要告诉你？
Why does he have to say this?
因为你可以做得到。
Because you can do it.
所以他告诉你，所以你就不要做这些事情，你就致死你的身体，使到你可以成圣。
He's made it clear that you can identify these things as wrong and avoid them so that you can walk according to the Spirit and overcome these things.
所以前面这三个呢，奸淫、污秽、邪荡，这三个呢是指性爱的罪。
In the first three of this list, sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, these are sexual sins.
那么二十节。拜偶像跟行邪术，这个是有关神的敬拜的事情。
The next two, idolatry and sorcery, have to do with worshipping God.
所以这个是有关敬拜的罪。
And these are sins of worship.
那么接下来有八个仇恨、竞争等等，那八个呢是指人与人之间的罪。
And then the following eight are referring to relational sins between people.
这是仇恨啊，竞争啊，嫉妒啊，这些是人与人之间的罪。
It's enmity, strife, jealousy, these all are relational.
你看接下来他说，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这些事情的人呢，不能承受神的国。
He goes on by saying, I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Those who do such things, 这个 do 字是继续不断的行这些事情的人呢，你习惯性的常常做这些事情的人，不能进神的国。意思这些不是基督徒。
And when he says continue with that, those who do such things, he has in view that constant living out of that sin. And these people are not Christians.
但是如果是圣灵呢？圣灵所可见的果子呢，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的是没有律法禁止。
The contrast list in verse 22 is fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. These things, he says, there is no law against.
为什么 no law 没有律法禁止呢？
Why is there no law against these things?
因为律法是告诉你，你可以衡量的。It's external behavior, 你是外表的行为，它可以衡量，内心的律法没有办法衡量。
Because these things are external things, you can, so to speak, measure the law, but the things that are inside have no measuring.
而且圣灵的果子呢，这个是一个单数 singular.
In fact,The term fruit of the Spirit is singular.
意思是说，你如果你是属神的人，被圣灵引导呢，你会接触这些果子，不是一个一个来，是这些有时候这个好，有的是，但是总个你应该整个九个都有。
It's singular because while there are different facets of this fruit, love, joy, peace, and these nine of them, they will be in varying sort of degrees, but you should have them all. That's why it's a singular fruit of the Spirit.
So, 如果你被圣灵引导呢，你会从心里面改变出来，不是从外面进去。
The point is, if you are being changed by the Spirit, that change comes from inside your heart and then manifests externally.
你明白神的旨意，从心里面遵守，你会从心里面自己愿意去做，而不是靠行外表的律法来从外表从 external behavior 或者从外表的行为来控制，而是实际上是从里面出来，愿意遵行神的旨意。
He's saying if you are saved, then if you understand the word of God and it should change your heart, that change comes from within. It is not an external, it's not an external change where you are simply following the law. It is a law in your heart.
所以在这边讲到说，你看到圣灵所结的果子是仁爱，你看到吗？第一个。
He says in verse 22 that the fruit of the Spirit, number one, is love.
那个就是 agape, 就是说无条件的爱。
And this is agape and an unconditional love.
那么第二呢就是喜乐。
The second one is joy.
啊，这个喜乐很重要，因为昨天我们在祷告会里面提到怎么样喜乐。
Joy is an important thing because if you had come for yesterday's prayer meeting, we talked about the importance of joy in our lives.
啊，如果你没有来就非常可惜了。
If you didn't, then it is a shame.
因为呢，很多时候呢，我们要学习如何培养，如何。 这个操练喜乐, discipline of joy.
Because it is important that we practice to be joyful. It is a discipline.
昨天晚上好像我们就听到这个 Sembawang Camp 有一个人自杀，对吗？
Just yesterday we heard the news that a national serviceman killed himself in Sembawang Camp.
所以你看到吗？为什么人会自杀？因为他没有喜乐，因为他已经没有盼望，他没有信心，他没有盼望，他人只有在这种情境下才会自杀，他看不出出路。
Why is joy important? Joy is important because it gives us hope, and this person saw no hope.
所以我们要学习什么？怎么样？圣经怎么样给我们这个喜乐？
We need to understand from the Bible how we can get that joy.
我们除非你相信神是有主权的，神掌控一切，你信神而且盼望神会做工，不然的话呢，当你没有盼望的时候，你就会自寻短路。
That hope comes from believing in Jesus, believing that there is hope coming in the future. Because if you don't have that hope, then there is no better road.
而且你相信神是有 Sovereign, 他 control, 他管理, 他控制, 他有主权的主。
Not only that, you believe that God is in control, God is sovereign in everything that we're going through.
每一件事情发生在我们身上都有神的旨意，不然它不会发生。
Whatever it is that happens in our lives happens because God is sovereign and controls it.
你相信吗？
Do you believe that?
如果你相信神有主权，他在管理，而且他如果允许这件事情，他爱我，他让我这件事情发生，是要锻炼我，所以我可以行了。If
you believe in the sovereignty of God, you will believe that even as I'm walking through trials, He loves me and He is training me.
单单知道他爱我，已经给我有信心，给我有盼望。
Solely knowing that God loves us gives us that hope.
知道他有那个智慧，就使到我能够有信心，有盼望。
With that knowledge, only then can I have that hope and faith.
所以当我们跟弟兄姐妹在一起，我们在一起读圣经，我们一起受鼓励的时候呢，圣灵在我们身上动工，使到我们明白、有希望、有盼望，这样我们才能够有喜乐。
And as we come together with our brothers and sisters to feast on God's word and to fellowship, it is constantly shaping our thoughts and helping us to be joyful.
所以这个非常重要。
This is so important.
还有和平。
And then there is peace.
那个和平呢，不只是说没有战争，没有战争， no absence of war.
This peace does not simply refer to an absence of war.
是要和好。
But it is a harmony.
所以要使到我们彼此之间，主使到我们跟神和好，我们要彼此和好。
We understand that there is now a peace or a harmony between us and God, and therefore, relationally or horizontally, we have harmony with one another.
后面还有一个忍耐。
then patience.
Again, 我们昨天提到，怎么可以忍耐？除非你知道神有掌控，你知道神会 vindicate， 神会伸冤，你不然的话呢，你不可能忍耐到底。We
spoke about this yesterday, and we said, how can we be patient? We can only be patient if we understand that God will one day vindicate us, and therefore we will wait for that day. If we don't, then we won't have patience.
所以我们必须要忍耐，主在他的聪明跟智慧必须。 做成他要做的工作，他有智慧，他有爱，他又有主权，这件事情一定会成功的。我们只要忍耐等候他。We
know that God is patient, is wise. He loves us and He's in control of everything. And therefore, I can be settled and be patient, knowing that this will be achieved and this will be accomplished.
当然后面还有恩慈、良善、信实等等，我不一个一个讲。
And then there are others like kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and
gentleness.
All of this constitutes the fruit of the Spirit. The Spirit empowers me to have these things, and unless I have that Spirit in my heart, I can't possibly do this.
所以你看到吗？我们讲到这个。 人在最终征战的时候，灵与欲在征战的时候，the flesh and the spirit 在打仗 the battle 的时候呢，怎么样胜过呢？耶稣已经胜过了，所以你必须去做，你必须要去，这个是一个命令，必须要去做，而且呢，你要知道这两个是抵挡的，你不是这个就是那个，然后呢，他给你一个清单，这个是 list。 告诉你，这个是不是一个 command 一个 conflict， 还有一个它的 contrast， 它的原来这些是不对的，要做这些，你要祷告，让神给你去做，你才能够胜过。And
so, let's reiterate, when we do battle with our flesh, when we fight against our sin, we must understand that this Jesus has already overcome that sin and overcome the world, and therefore the command is given to us to walk by the Spirit. We must walk by the Spirit. He tells us that these two things, the Spirit and the flesh, are opposed, and they do battle with each other. He in fact tells you what the list of the fruits of the flesh are, or the desires of the flesh are, and what the fruits of the Spirit are, that you might know and distinguish between the two. He tells us that there is a difference, and that we should pray and walk according to the Spirit.
最后一个。 情欲之那个灵欲之间的征战，怎么样胜过呢？他给你一个条件。Now
how do we overcome this battle between the flesh and the spirit? He gives us a condition.
25节他说，你们若靠着圣灵得生，就当靠着他行事。你看到二十五节吗？
He says this in verse 25. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
If 若
The word is if.
如果你是得救的，如果你是圣灵所生的，如果你是基督徒，你就应该这样做。
And he's saying, if you are a Christian, if you have the Spirit within you, you should walk this way.
让我们总结。
Let us conclude.
基本上我们在讲两件事情。
Essentially, we're talking about two things.
我们基督徒为什么会犯罪？
How is it that as Christians we continue to sin?
我们不是得救了吗？
Aren't we redeemed?
是的，我们得救了，不过我们的身体还没有得赎。
Yes, we are saved, but our flesh hasn't been redeemed.
当然，其实这个是 already not yet， 或者是已然未然这个关系，其实很多可以讲。不过我们很简单的就是说，我们的身体还没有完全得赎，因为主拯救我们之后呢，整个救恩计划只有在耶稣来的时候才完整的这个的完成。
And there's a lot more we can say about this state of already but not yet. But we need to understand that the process of our salvation will only be fully realized when Jesus returns.
所以我们会跟罪征战，而且呢，我们必须跟罪征战。
And so we will do battle with our sin. In fact, we must do battle with our sin.
所以当我们软弱跌倒的时候，你不要觉得奇怪。
And so when we are weak and we fall, don't be surprised.
所以有时候你听到哇，这个很出名的牧师软弱跌倒，哦，这个弟兄我很认识他的，他又软弱跌倒，我们有时候觉得失望。为什么你失望呢？这个是很自然，一定会出现的。
Sometimes when you hear about famous preachers who we see as giants of the faith, or people that we know intimately and we've always seen them as good Christians. When they fail, don't be surprised. We shouldn't be disappointed when they fail.
其实他们一定所有的人都会失败。 为什么人会不失败呢? 他 fear the Lord, 他紧张, 他害怕, 他常常保护自己, 这样的人才不会跌倒。
We shouldn't be surprised because we know that we are going to fail at some point. The people who are nervous about that failing or are constantly aware of their sin are the ones who will continue to walk by the Spirit.
所以我们知道我们任何一个人都会跌倒, 所以我们要常常警醒, 常常的依靠主, 常常的祷告, 常常的在教会里面, 彼此的鼓励, 使到我们不走在, 不会软弱跌倒。
If we know that we are so prone to sin, then we must all the more encourage one another, live in God's word, feast on it, so that we can walk by the Spirit.
所以我们就当靠圣灵而行, 常常读圣经, 常常祷告, 求主不要让我们遇见试探。
We must depend on the Spirit. We must constantly be in the Word of God. We must constantly be praying that we would not fall to sin.
当你顺着圣灵而行, 靠着圣灵而行, 听从圣经的话去做的时候呢, 你就可以不跌倒。
If you walk by the Spirit, if you are constantly reading your Bible and you are encouraging one another, then you can make that walk.
所以你应该有一个健康的惧怕, healthy fear.
So we should all have a healthy fear of that sin.
你也应该谦卑说我们应该彼此来鼓励,彼此来守望, 使到我们能够, 我们要依靠弟兄姐妹, 我们依靠神, 我们要这个, 靠弟兄姐妹也是神的旨意, 他说我们要我们教会, 使到我们可以在这样好的环境里面, 继续读圣经, 继续受到彼此的关心跟爱护, 使到我们继续的成长。
And that should produce in us a humility as we encourage one another, as we help one another along, and even that depending on brothers and sisters in the body of Christ is a biblical thing. We need to encourage one another to continue that.
像我为什么会得胜呢？因为耶稣基督已经把罪钉在十字架上。
You ask, how is it that I can overcome? Because Jesus was nailed to the cross and has already overcome.
所以我们要敢敢去行出来。
So we need to boldly lift it up.
所以我的结论是什么?
And so my conclusion
is just do it.
Just do it.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close the prayer. Our Father, we thank you for this message. It is both encouraging and challenging, because Lord, we know that you have already accomplished the task. You have already won us the victory. You have done so on the cross, and you have nailed our sins, past, present, and future, to it. Father, we thank you for that, and pray that, Lord, you will in our hearts help us to understand that if there's any one of us, Lord, who is going through struggles right now, and we know, Lord, all of us are in some ways or form, we pray that, Lord, you will help us to cling on to that truth that, in fact, Lord, you have overcome. At the same time, we pray that, Lord, you will help us to live a life that resembles someone who has had their sin paid for and who has had their sin brought to nothing. We pray that, Lord, as we walk amongst one another, Lord, that you would help us to encourage one another on that walk, that you would help us to hold one another accountable, that you would help us to do so in love, Lord, that our trials be used for the building up of one another. And we pray, Father, that you would help us to have a sensitivity of sin even as we continue this life. In Jesus' name we pray.